Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
Hello, Dolphin fans, and thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I'm your host, Stephen Masso, on this Thursday, March 7th. In this episode, we're going to be discussing a few things. First, Minka Fitzpatrick, a little bit about Kyler Murray and Josh Rosen, Juwan James, Trey Flowers, Eric Weddle. That's all going to be covered in this episode. So to start it off, there was a story that was saying that the Dolphins view Minka Fitzpatrick as a long-term safety. Now, people hear that headlines and they think, okay, well, yeah, of course they do. You know, that's a very obvious statement to make. So I heard that, and that was my initial reaction as well. You know, it's a very plain, water is wet type of statement. But then I thought about it a little bit more. I don't think they would have said that unless they had an idea that they were solidifying the cornerback position. So what that tells me is that they are in fact a little bit confident that they will get Xavien Howard. It wasn't just a smokescreen that if they're going to look at Fitzpatrick as strictly a safety, because last year he was playing a little bit of cornerback when Xavien Howard was out. He was tasked with covering Josh Gordon. He looked pretty good at moments, but the fact that they view him as a safety, which I think is his more natural position, that shows me that they have an idea that they're going to solidify this cornerback position. Because if they were going to trade Xavien Howard away, then personally, I think that Minka Fitzpatrick would be the most talented boundary cornerback that is on the team. But the fact that they're viewing him as a long-term safety says to me that they're going to lock up somebody at this cornerback position, whether it's Xavien Howard or whether they go out and make a move in free agency, a guy like Ronald Darby, who used to play for the Eagles, that's a possibility. So that's something to keep an eye on, who comes in here and helps solidify this cornerback position for the Dolphins. Now, the next topic is Josh Rosen. There are more talks that Kyler Murray will be going to the Arizona Cardinals. Of course, it isn't for sure, but that's what all signs are pointing to. But you never know with the NFL. Could be a smokescreen. A lot of people are saying that Kyler Murray was bombing a lot of his interviews except the one for the Cardinals. So that could mean that he was so confident that he was just kind of going through the motions with the rest of them. They took it the wrong way. But if he indeed goes to the Cardinals, that means Josh Rosen will be traded. I discussed this in a little bit of the last episode, but I am very big on Josh Rosen. I was very big on him this time around last year. And I think if he is available for a trade, that is something that the Dolphins should seriously pursue. I made a reference on my podcast at Via the Source, if you want to check it out, on the last episode, that the quarterback position is a position that could individually shift an entire franchise. And in that sense, it is kind of like basketball, because basketball players have so much individual importance. They have so much ability to change not just the outcome of a game, but the outcome of a season and the outcome of a franchise. So I look at the Philadelphia 76ers. They had a ton of first round picks. They had Michael Carter Williams. He didn't work. They moved on. They had Okafor. He didn't work out. They moved on. They had Nerlens Noel. He didn't work out. They moved on. But you know what? They got Joel Embiid. And then they got Ben Simmons, guys who completely shifted that entire franchise and made them competitors. I think that is the same kind of impact that quarterback can have. So I think trading away a pick, whether it's a third round pick, you instantly do that. A second round pick, I would strongly start to think about it. A quarterback can change the whole entire franchise. It's not like trading for a defensive end, that you can have the best defensive end in football, but he isn't going to single-handedly carry a team. A quarterback can do that. He has more ability to do that. Now, Josh Rosen did have a lackluster first year, but the talent is still there. He is still a first-round talent. A lot of people are saying that he is better than any of the quarterbacks in this draft. I think that is something to seriously consider. Now, there was an interview that got me really hyped up about him last year. I will share it on my Twitter if you guys want to check it out. That is at Shady Steven if you want to see it. The interview was basically him discussing how he's been the number two guy his entire career, that no one has ever wanted to give him the props that he felt like he deserves. There was always a guy who looked better. And I think Kyler Murray comes in here, that is only going to fuel him more. So even if the Dolphins don't get him, whatever team gets Josh Rosen, if they do indeed trade him, they are going to get a very, very mad Josh Rosen, a guy who has a chip on his shoulder and a guy who is fueled to prove people wrong. So if you're a guy who is interested in getting that type of personality, that type of angst, that type of anger, a guy who's holding a grudge, then you might be someone who should be rooting for a guy like Josh Rosen in these circumstances, because he is a guy who has been the number two his whole career. That's what he said in the interview, but he wants to prove that he is the best. Someone will give him an opportunity to do so. So we will have to see if it is indeed the Miami Dolphins. Now, speaking of quarterbacks, there was also some news that apparently the Dolphins are engaged in trade talks of Ryan Tannehill with the Washington Redskins, which is good because it seemed like for a good amount of time that the idea of trading Tannehill was completely off the table, that there would be nothing in return. Now, I do think the Washington Redskins are probably the only team that would be willing to do a trade when it comes to Ryan Tannehill. And I say that because the Washington Redskins are a team that was very much in that playoff race in the NFC East. They were a team that was, they were in it. And if you look at that division, it is a team with a lot of question marks. They have the Cowboys, who you never really know what you're going to get. They look good at times, but they also look like a team that you really can't take serious. You look at the Eagles. You don't know if Carson Wentz is going to return to that form when he had the near MVP caliber season. And then you look at the New York Giants, who have been stuck in that purgatory with Eli Manning for some time now. So that is a division that is still very winnable to the Redskins. I could see them being a team that could make some type of move to salvage what they had, because of course they lost Alex Smith. Tannehill is still a guy you can plug in there and get some solid results back. So if they feel like they still have a decent enough team to do so and they're not going to unload it all, then I could see the Washington Redskins making a move for Tannehill. But that's basically the only team that I could see doing it, especially with the Nick Foles to Jacksonville news breaking. Now, there are a lot of guys who are free agents now, and some of them could be heading to Miami. One that is being mentioned frequently is Trey Flowers, a defensive end for the New England Patriots. Now, the natural thing to do, you see all the former Patriots coaching staff members on this Dolphins team now, the natural thing is to connect Patriot players from that system and to bring them over here. Now, Trey Flowers was one of the most elite members of that Patriots defense, probably the most elite, but he is also going to be one of the top, if not the top, free agent targets in this offseason. Now, I know a lot of people are scared of the idea of making a big splash in free agency because that is very much what he would be, but this is a guy that would fit in the system. I know a lot of people are going to say, well, you can't make a big splash if the team is rebuilding. No, this is a guy who is 25 years old. He is still very young. He is not even in his prime. He will probably be hitting his prime right now. He knows the system. This is a guy you can plug in there. And this is frankly one of the only people that I would applaud the Dolphins for making a big move in. If they don't get Trey Flowers, there aren't too many options out there for guys I like the Dolphins to get. One of them I also mentioned was Ronald Darby. He's a defensive back. I like him too. But if they could land Trey Flowers, that would be a tremendous move. It would help when you consider the aging Cameron Wake, who may not even be on this team for Miami. You consider Robert Quinn with his big price tag, and then you consider Andre Branch, which didn't work out. There are a lot of holes that all of a sudden just appeared at the defensive line position, and it's also going to be a new system that's implemented. Having a guy that fits it seamlessly like this in Trey Flowers, a guy who is an elite talent, is something that the Dolphins could surely use. I would love to see this move happen for the Dolphins. I was at the game in Miami between the Dolphins and the Patriots, the Miracle in Miami, and I was in the locker room, the Patriots locker room, after that devastating loss for them, and I was able to speak with him as well as the rest of the media. Now, Trey Flowers is a guy that he isn't as charismatic as Cameron Wake. He is not the guy that's going to be dropping all these motivational quotes, but he is a guy that is strictly about the business, that kind of Patriots mentality to just kind of do your business, next man up. He's quiet. He is not a drama queen. He's not a prima donna. He's not a guy that you should worry, oh, if we're going to give him this big kind of money, he's just going to start, you know, flossing it everywhere. At least from what I saw when we were able to speak with him, he is a guy who's really down to earth, strictly about the game, not really too outspoken either. here, but just strictly about the business. That's kind of the feeling it seemed like we all got from him. Now, there is someone on this Dolphins team that could be hitting free agency, and it's Juwan James. It's being reported by Cameron Wolf that the Dolphins would like to extend a Juwan James and sign him and keep him here long term, but they are also willing to let a bidding war just kind of play out to see where the other teams value him. So it could be possible that Juwan James, if the bidding gets too high, will not be a member of the Miami Dolphins come the 2019 season. Now, a part of me, it kind of hurts because I'm someone who naturally the thing you associate with most teams is building that offensive line. It's such an important, vital component. I think that for about 99% of teams, that is what you have to do. So if the Dolphins were to extend Juwan James, pay him a good amount of money, I would be on board with that. But a thing that I also recognize, and it ties back into this whole Patriots way, is the Patriots have established this kind of next man up mentality. They've never had to really break the bank too much for guys at the offensive line. They've been able to plug guys here, plug guys there, plug guys even out of position on the offensive line, and it works out and their system would flourish. So I wouldn't necessarily be too down on it if they don't, just because I have faith in the system that Miami is trying to build right now, and it would be a true testament to see how effective that system would be. But this is just a situation where either side, whatever happens, I could see why that choice was made. This is something that if the Dolphins do sign him, good for them. If they don't sign him, well then show us why you didn't, prove us wrong, and let's see about that. So that is kind of my thoughts on this whole Juwan James situation. Now, the last few guys I'm going to be mentioning is Eric Weddle, the safety. A lot of people were shocked he was released by the Baltimore Ravens. He is a guy who has been a perennial Pro Bowler. He's always at the top of the list of the best safeties in the league. Now, I heard a few people clamoring kind of, well, should the Dolphins make a move for Eric Weddle? I think the easy thing to say there is it's an obvious no, and I know it's kind of painful to say because Eric Weddle kind of embodies the whole sport of football. He has been a tremendous player. He would be an asset to any team. But if the Dolphins are truly about looking towards the future, a 34-year-old safety, given that he is still playing great, is not going to be the best option for them in like 2020 or 2021. He's just not the best option there. But like I said, if it happens where you get rid of TJ McDonald, which is seeming more likely to happen, and then if everyone gets shocked and the Dolphins go away from Rashad Jones, replacing him with an aging 34-year-old safety just doesn't seem like the likely scenario. And it pains me to say it because like I said, Eric Weddle is just a great athlete, great football player. He's had a great career thus far, and I'm sure he would be an asset to a lot of teams in the NFL. And that is how I'm going to wrap up this episode, guys. But I do leave you with some of the questions that we talked about in this episode. Do you think Josh Rosen would be a good move for the Miami Dolphins? I know I love it, but I would love to hear what you guys think. Trey Flowers, is breaking the bank for him the right move for the Dolphins to do, or should they build the team defensively organically through the draft? What are some other free agents that the Dolphins should be looking at? And then, of course, do we make the big move to keep Juwan James? A lot of teams are going to want him. He's going to be one of the most sought-after guys. Should the Dolphins make that move for Juwan James, maybe even franchise him and later trade him? What do you think the Dolphins should do? I would love to hear what you guys think. As always, you can follow me on Twitter. That is at Shady Steven. You can follow my podcast if you want to hear more from me. That is at Via The Source. And remember to follow Dolphins Talk on Twitter. That is at Dolphins Talk. And go to DolphinsTalk.com to stay updated on all the news about the Miami Dolphins. And that's how I'm going to wrap it up, guys. Until next time, I'm Steve Amasso, and this was your DolphinsTalk.com daily podcast.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.